It's a schutz and an honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. As we all know, we have Parshas Ekev, and Parshas Ekev is such a rich parsha. There's so much to do, but we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, and we're going to try to make this yesod so practical, really, that can make it part of our lives. The Torah tells us in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayakev Tishmeun Eis HaMishpatim Ha'ela Ushmartem Vasisem Osam. And it will be because of your listening to these commandments and you're observing and performing them. Says Rashi, what are we talking about? In HaMitzvos HaKalos, if you have commandments that are relatively light, that are easy mitzvos, Shadam Dosh VeAkeva, that a person tramples with his heel, Tishmeun, you should listen, you should do it. And this week's parsha, we're going to learn, there's so many mitzvahs in this week's parsha. We're going to talk about it, the mitzvah of Birchus HaMazon, and the mitzvah of davening, Yiras Hashem, and Avas Hashem. So jam-packed. And we're going to try, we're going to do our best to learn up so many different things. It tells us in Parakhes, Pasuk Zayin, Kol HaMitzvah, Asher Anochi Mitzav Kol HaYom. So the obvious first question is, Kol HaMitzvah, why are you telling me all the commandment? We know we have 613 commandments. So why are you telling me Kol HaMitzvah? It's Kol HaMitzvos. And then Moshe Rabbeinu goes into the history, and Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, you should remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Mitzrayim, and he put you in the Midbar for 40 years. And then in Pasuk Beis, he says, you should remember that he gave you the man. And then it says an amazing miracle, which we all were taught when we were young children about this miracle. It says, Simlosecha lo balsa me'alecha, your garment didn't wear out. Viraglecha lo baseka ze'arba'im shana, and your feet. Rashi says, quoting down from the Medrash, Anoni akavod, it was a cloud of glory. Hayushapim b'chsosam, they would rub their clothes. Umegasimosam, the first dry cleaning. You want to find out the first dry cleaning service? Right here. Freshly pressed garments. And we know Rashi brings down the Anani HaKovit. So the first question is, we know that we have a lot of holidays. We have Sukkot, Shavuos, and Pesach. And the reason why we have Sukkot is because of the Anani HaKovit. And they ask the obvious question, what about the mitzvah of the month? And what about the Be'er? We had other miracles. And furthermore, asks the Maharal, what is so unique about this? Why is the Torah telling us this nace? That we thought it was just the Medrash, the Pasuk in the Torah. That the clothes grew with them, the feet grew with them. They didn't have to worry, right? They didn't need Amazon back then. They had all their clothing. They had everything. So why does the Torah have to do that? Ask the great Maharal, ask the Gur Aryeh. Question one. Question two. The Torah goes on and tells us that we have the mitzvah d'oraisa of benching. Periches, posu, ches, eres chito, sarah, v'gefen, v'teinah, v'rimon, eres et shemen u'dvash. And then in Pasuk Yud it says, v'yachalta, v'savata, u'berachta. And everyone holds that the mitzvah of benching is d'oraisa. The only bracha that's d'oraisa is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. If Birchas HaTorah is d'oraisa, but everyone says that benching is d'oraisa. And the Gemara tells us in Brachos and Daf Chof, a fascinating Gemara, came along the angels, and the angels said, hey Hashem, it's not fair. It's not fair, right? It's not fair. How come you gave Klal Yisrael this mitzvah? Why are you, so it's not fair. You show so much favoritism to Klal Yisrael. So it was the angels. And also the angels came and said, Klal Yisrael, they're not even singing Shira for Rosh Hashanah, right, the whole Gemara there in Erechim. So Hashem turns to the angels and he says, listen angels, let me tell you something. Really it says, V'achalta v'savata u'birachta. However, Klal Yisrael, even if they eat a small little kezayis or a kebetza, they still bench. Look how great they are. That's why I show favoritism. Why specifically that mitzvah? And furthermore, the Chinuch, we know that benching has a lot of components. It has bris. It has Talmud Torah, it has Eretz Yisrael, beautiful Eretz Yisrael. Why is that? Why are we throwing in the whole kitchen sink in benching? And the last question, we'll throw in some other questions while we go along. I sneak it in, don't worry. But the last question is, the Torah tells us, beautifully, the Torah says in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, V'atol Yisrael Ma'ashem Elokecha Shol Ne'imach. And now, Klal Yisrael, what is Hashem your God? What does He want? Ki im liyiro es Hashem Elokecha la'lechet bechol drachav. All I want is for you to fear me. The Gemara says, oh, that's so easy. That's not so easy to fear Hashem. And I want you to walk in my ways. Says the Gemara in Menachos and Daf Mem Gimel. Rashi brings down over there, and the Gemara says, amazing. Al tikri ma, don't read ma ela meya. Read it as 100. Instead of saying ma, what does God want? Don't say it's what, but say that it's meya. And there the Gemara says, we learn out, we have the chiyuv of meya brachos. What? What in the world is going on? The Torah says ma. And then you're going to throw in a little aleph. Come on, it's like you go to the store, and you're like, the thing costs $10, and you give him $1. And he's like, oh, it's okay, it's like $10. What? And he'll be like, no, get out of my store, I'm not giving you that thing. One time, my grandfather, my father's father, Mr. Bloom, who was a big tzaddik, he ran the shul, dealt with all the problems of the shul, was a kohen, raised my father and his brothers with my grandmother, unbelievable. And my grandfather once told me a story, not so relevant, but we like stories, we only remember stories. Another guy actually, he saw, he's like, listen to Bloom, I listen to one of your shears, I'll tell you about a story I heard from you. I'm like, okay, I don't remember what I said. But what happened was he went into the bank and he gave, I think, $100, and they wrote bank statement like 10,000. I'm like, oh my God, like ma, instead of ma, I give you mayo, wow. But you know, he's a very trustworthy guy. And they didn't have cameras back then. You could say, like, oh, you're going to get caught. Like, now, if you do anything, you'll get caught. Right? So, but they didn't have cameras. Maybe they did, but the technology wasn't up to par. You know, my father wasn't seeing, he was a young guy when that happened. And now, he builds up all the computers. Watson, give a shout out to my dad. Right? So, and he gave it back, obviously. But that's the idea. What is Chazal telling me? Ma. Instead of saying that it's what, it means throwing the olive, like we're throwing in the whole thing. What's going on? So, what's going on? Let's just review quickly these. Again, what was the miracle of the clothes, the first dry cleaning service? What was it all about? Why specifically are Ananiah covered on Sukkot, not the other miracles? It's like 1A, 1B, because I'm not going to cover it. And then, V'achalta v'savato v'erachta, mitzvah d'oraisa, why we throw it, saying everything about benching, and also that gemara, and brachos, and afchof, what's so unique about the benching? And lastly, what is this drushes chazal of that you should say 100 brachos? So, what's the yisod that I want to speak out? And again, I want to make it very practical. I was lucky to be part of Talma's wedding. Give them a nice shout out. They listen to some of my shiurim, Misha and Sivya and Svia. She's unbelievable chassan and kala. That when I was there and I was wishing in Mazel Tov, dancing with the chassan Misha, and he's telling my song, Rome wasn't built in a day, and unbelievably she built a bias Neman, and they had some one of my old talmidim came in. He flew in for the chassan, him and his wife. Unbelievable, I'm getting older. And he has a little baby. And he told me, Rabloom, I listened to your shirim, the Gavaldik. You're real. You're real in them. You show your real personality. And it's great. But remember, it's very hard in America. It's hard everywhere. It's hard in Eretz Yisrael. It's hard everywhere. And I hear you. You're Sidus. And you're so used to Gavaldik. Maybe I'm putting a little more emphasis on what he said to me. But your Sidus are Gavaldik. And, but let's maybe just make it a little more practical. Like, it's hard. It's hard to be a yid anywhere. We're a very small percentage. How can we make it? I'm my Talmud Shmuel. How can we make it more practical? So once he said that, I started thinking. When I think about these parts of shears, even though some people don't think I think about it, I just say whatever I want. It was nice. You know, thinking about the chasna. It's overlooking the old city. It's unbelievable. Look over. The chuppah was outside. It's a Mishan Sviya. It was outside. It's beautiful chasna. Lebedik, the walls of Yerushalayim, but then, you know, we still break the coast. We're not there yet. But again, we spoke about that a little last week, the idea of relationships. I think I want to focus on this major yisod here. And I really, this week, I've been really trying to take it, you know, It's easy to preach. You got to practice what you preach. Definitely my kids tell me that. It's easy to give mussar. You got to live by it. But these souls like this. What's a bracha? What's a bracha? What does it do for us? What's the holy yisod? So a lot of times that we think a bracha is, you know, we say a blessing. Blessed are you, Hashem. But it's like troublesome a little because we can't really bless God. God is all-knowing. God is everything. So we can't really bless God. And then Chazal tell us, this Gemara that I quote, this famous Gemara, there is an idea of 100 brachas, and we say 100 brachas a day, and we do it. We know we daven Shmona Esrei, for those that daven Shmona Esrei 3 times a day, 19 times 3, and 57, my upper middle skills, I didn't even guess right, and we say a lot of brachas in the beginning, 20 brachas, and we say a lot of brachas. We're saying a lot more brachas than you think. And Shabbos gets a little Shmona Esrei, a little shorter, but we're saying, what's it all about? What's the whole yisod of a bracha? So the Nefesh HaChaim says, famous Nefesh HaChaim, that bracha comes from brecha. We're not blessing God. We can't bless God. God is God. But we're showing Hashem that just like a pool of water, that He's the source, brecha. We're saying, Hashem, you are the source. You're the one in charge. You're the one giving it to us. And we're trying to make God practically in our lives. Even from the mundane. Even when a person eats something. Animals eat also. Right? All these mundane acts, we also bring Kedusha into it. But the yesod of a bracha, says the Sefer HaChinuch, is the idea of Tosefes and Riboy. That when we realize that Hashem is practically in our lives, in a real way, and He's really with us, and it's hard because we can't physically see Him. We're not going to be able to. He's. The Rambam says that if you try to really totally comprehend Hashem, you can. We're human beings. We're limited people, and Hashem is above everything. He created us. He's the Creator. But the more a person sees Hashem's influences in his life, so that's what a bracha is, to recognize. To be cognizant of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that He's in our lives. So again, we say a lot of brachas, and we say v'achalta v'savata u'berachta, we bench. I heard an awesome story, but it's based on an idea also that I want to. I think, and I tried doing this. You know, when we were little kids, we benched out loud. You know, we had you gave out the little tickets. The guy that did the lunch is the loudest, is into it the most, and they get the ticket, and they get, you know, where I took my kids to an arcade, and you spend like 5 million shekel to get like this little racer. Like, you don't really get it, whatever, it's a little scam. I didn't want to tell my kids it's a scam, but I had to get into the tickets with them. But again, I'm not saying it's a scam to get the tickets. Again, we're not in this world to get the tickets, even though we think we are. But When we're little kids and we're real people, because we're more real when we're little, that's why kids say the craziest things. They say real things. Right? If a couple kids, they just boom, Tati, boom. Oh my God! Even that's when you get the most defensive, when someone says something true to you. You're like, oh my God, stop it! You know, but you have to like play the game that, okay, everyone knows what I'm talking about. So it's a real thing to bench out loud, and I started doing that. I started this week. I took upon myself. You know, when I say things out loud, hopefully, even if it's not Shabbos. Shabbos, everyone likes benching out loud. Everyone knows the tune. And again, I'm not saying you have to sing the tune. But I think to make the Ribbono Shel Olam real and to make it easier to bench, just to say it out loud, is a tremendous thing. You know, benching is a commitment. Right? Whenever you're not sure, I'm on the run, do I have time? Sometimes when we bench, it doesn't really matter. We bench in 20 seconds anyway, so I don't know. Right? It's an investment. Should I have fleishik now? Because then I can't eat for another 6 hours. It's like an investment. Should I have bread? Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Right? But again, that's only if we're really benching out loud. We're taking time with it, and it's hard. Brachas are hard. to realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is part of our life is hard. It's not easy. Life's not easy. But that's what a bracha is, brecha, to realize the Tosefes. The Chidah says that bracha, beis, reish, chaf, 220, everything's doubled. That when you have a blessing, and again, Hashem doesn't need our blessings. But when we say brachas, when we bench b'kavana, great things happen to us. The Chidah says that a person should eat something yummy. So when he makes a bracha, it will have more of an enhancement. The El Yoraba says in Shulchan Aruch that a person should say things out loud so he can have more kavana. And I heard a great story, an amazing story, that says this idea. There was a guy that he went to Yerushalayim and he was looking for a sefer. And the sefer, he couldn't find the sefer anywhere. And finally he found the sefer in a library. And he brought a sandwich with him. And he was spending, again, he couldn't photocopy the sefer. It was the whole sefer. And he was eating, and he decided he was going to eat, and he benched out loud. That was like his thing, is that he benched out loud. And again, he wasn't screaming. He wasn't like one of those kids, ah, nah, nah, you know, he wasn't screaming, but he was benching out loud. And the lady that was in charge of the books, I guess the bookkeeper, makes sense, bookkeeper in the library, maybe that's what she's called, maybe not. And the bookkeeper came over to him and said, she was a chiloni lady, wasn't dressed so tsanua, and she came over to him and said, this lady wasn't. You know, all the people, you know, it's, I don't want to box people into a category, get myself in trouble, but this lady was not so tsanua, so he couldn't even look at her. And she said, you know, I heard you benching out loud. He said, great. And she said that you added something into your benching I never heard before. We know at the end, right before B'nai Yerushalayim, we say, Shelo Nevo Shelo Nikalim Le'olam Va'ed. And you added in, V'lo Nikashel. That shouldn't be embarrassed. It shouldn't be V'lo Nikashel, and I shouldn't stumble. And I never heard that before. And he said, yeah? Wow, that's so interesting. You have a back. She's like, yeah, I have a background, and I've been, you know, going the whole 9 yards. It's unbelievable. And she's like, can you find me that sword? She was really interested. So he's in a library, great, let me find it. And he couldn't find it anywhere. But he really saw that she was sincere. So he took down her address in Israel. And he said, I'm going to look for it. And for months he couldn't find it. You know, whenever he saw a bencher, he always, you know. One, finally, Pesach time, he was going through the Haggadah. Because, you know, on benchers. Again, some people have benchers, but most people use their Haggadahs as a bencher. And he found it. He found a special gear saw. Oh, Voloni Kashel. So he photocopied it. And then he had her address. He was an organized guy. He had her address. And he sent it. He sent her, he circled the Voloni Kashel. And he sent it to her. Great. Nice story. Beautiful. Around 2 years later, he gets an invitation to a wedding. And he didn't know. But it was addressed to him, and he even wrote on the bottom, I'd love for you to come. So he's like, okay, I'm definitely going to come. And he went to the chasam, and he didn't know anyone. And it was so weird, because there were people, right, not the firmest people, and he didn't know anyone in the wedding. But he said, you know, listen, I was invited to this wedding, it says the names of the people, I'm going to stay. And he stayed for the wedding. And he gets someone comes over to him and says, you know, the Kala wants to see you. So he's like, the Kala wants to go ahead. What do I do? So he's like, hey, what is it? She's a Malka, the Kala. Let me go see her. So he goes to the Kala. She's like, you don't know who I am. He's like, yeah, you're right. I have no clue who you are. She's like, I just want to tell you, you're part of this wedding. He said, what do you mean? Why am I part of this wedding? She said, because I was going out with someone, a non-Jewish person. He wasn't even Jewish. And all of a sudden, I get in this mail. I get in the mail this benching, and it says, V'lo Nikashel, you shouldn't stumble. And I saw it as a sign from God. I wasn't sure. My parents weren't into it. He wasn't Jewish. But the fact that a Jewish person went out of his way to... But it said, V'lo Nikashel. And I started looking more into Judaism things and trying to understand more about it. And now marrying someone religious. You're part of this. Now, when I heard this story, it's an unbelievable story. I read it in two different places. In the Karasi L'Shabbos owner, the Sefer, that quotes his story. Now, it's an unbelievable story. What I took out of this story is this guy said benching out loud. Again, he cared. And it says, well, we cannot nikashel, you don't want to stumble. But he cared, and it was unbelievable. But he benched out loud. Look what benching out loud could do. Right? They tell I once heard my father-in-law, Rabbi Schwartz, tell from the pulpit a great story. I actually saw it on ishtorah.com, great website. Doesn't mean my escama. Millions of people, unbelievable. They have the best people there, the best stories, the best things. So there was a guy that was going back and forth. He wanted to be religious, wasn't sure to be religious. It was hard, because being religious is hard. We know it's hard. It's beautiful and it's amazing, but it's not so easy. And he didn't have a religious background. He didn't have parents that cared about Judaism. He was going back and forth. And his name was Dave. And you could Google this. And he's like, okay, not for me. Unless I get a sign from God. If I get a sign from God that I should be religious, then I'm going to do it. Right? So he was like, keeping Shabbos, not keeping Shabbos. He wasn't keeping Shabbos. He turned on the TV, and it was the late night show with David Letterman. And he had a whole segment on Shabbos. And Dave Letterman at one point was saying good Shabbos to everyone, even though it was Friday night, maybe it was the day before, right? Give the benefit of doubt. And he got into the camera and said, good Shabbos, Dave. And the guy's name was Dave. Unbelievable, okay? All you can remember from his old repertoire is just the story, so I just tell story time. But no, we need the Torah, but practical. And he became religious from that, right? Obviously, yeah, you need the Emma. But what's the idea? Because when a person says things out loud, and when a person is able to have more kavana, and again, 100 brachos, right? As we say, Rome wasn't built in a day. To go to say 100 brachos to kavana, it's hard. That's tzaddik. Hayab bedoratav to do that. But we're saying, as the Gemara says in Sukkah, tefas demerubo lo tefas. Don't grab onto so much. Grab onto something that you could do, that you could grab onto. And that's the idea. The idea is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is part of our lives. And he gives us brachas. He wants great things from us. He gives us tosefes and riboy and shefa. And it's unbelievable. The Zavudrom says that it's for our benefit. We think a bracha is for Hashem. We're not doing anything for Hashem. It's for us to realize that Hashem is part of our lives. So let's come back to the questions. Let's answer up these questions. And let's walk away with this yisay. Question one. Why specifically the Anoni HaKavod? So the great Mabit. And why specifically this miracle is mentioned in the Torah? So says the Heilig Gor Aryeh, and the Mabit says something a little different. We'll say it in a minute in a second. Says the Gor Aryeh. You know what the Pshat is? It's because Hashem was taking us in the Midbar. He wanted to do everything for us. Everything. Every detail to clothe us and to dress us and to take care of us and to feed us. We are his little children. Taking, as we spoke about last week, the obligation of parents giving to their children and Hashem giving to us. That's the whole idea, Hashem giving to us because we're his children. It's not a transition. It's not a transaction. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam giving to us. Says the Gor Aryeh, there's a Medrash that says that when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, he put clothing on us. That's why some people put a kittel on. Again, we put the kittel on to remember Yom HaMiso. We put the kittel on for the Kohen Gadol. I heard another pshat. It's because this was a special garment that Hashem put on us because he wanted to do everything for us. Says the Mabit. Why specifically the holiday of Sukkot, Anoni HaKavod? Says the Mabit, we've quoted this before, but we could always chazer. Water and food is a necessity. You can't live without water and food. Clothing. Shelter. You could live without clothing and shelter. But that shows the love of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The love. And Hashem wants to give us all these brachas because he loves us. The more we make him aware, the more we put him into our lives, the more we make it real, the greater the bracha, the greater the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'achalta v'savata u'beirachta. Why all the different things in benching? Because it's not just enough, the physicality. We bring spirituality, as we said before, into everything we do. Torah. They ask, the Achronim say, how come Birchas HaTorah, right? It was a Doraisa, Dorabon. Why is that before the Torah? And by benching, it's afterwards. Because after one is satiated and he's full, that's hard to bench because you got your food. Now you got to thank God for it. That's hard, but that's the whole essence. With Torah, it's never ending. And we need to break a bracha before because it's spiritual. There's this spiritual, unbelievable Torah. And we say in benching all these amazing things. In benching, we show that, yeah, it's about the food, and Hashem gave us the food, but it's not only about the food. It's about everything He's given us. Eretz Yisrael. And although we don't have the Beis HaMikdash yet, what we have in Eretz Yisrael is unbelievable. The Torah in Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And again, we still are breaking the cup, so we don't have the Beis HaMikdash yet. We have so much, though, and we have to realize we could go so much further. Altikri ma elameya. What is this all about? But we've been saying it's pashut. It's pashut. Altikri ma. Don't read ma. Rather say meya. Tosis says there in Mem Gimel and Beis Menachos, if you count all the letters, 99. Right? You could be one off the gematria. My father loves gematria. Yeah. You could be one off. You know why? That's why Chazal put in the Aleph, says the Tosfos. Put in the Aleph to show, again, you could be one off, but we'll put in the Aleph. But I once heard from a Meir Tursky, Shlita. He said, no, the Ma is the Mea Brachas. All Hashem wants is us to do the mitzvahs and to have that relationship for us, for us. Brachas, all the great things. We think if we say a bracha, we're helping God. We're not helping God, we're helping us. We're realizing that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in our lives, and that's what a bracha is. A bracha is to show, wow, look at all. And the more we're aware, the more we bring Him real into our lives, the more He will be part of our lives. The more He will influence our lives. That's what it's all about. It's all about the relationship. Al tikri ma elameya. And again, we have a lot of brachas. It's hard. It's hard to have kavana. It's hard because we're used to saying brachas, mumbling them, and not saying them out loud. But maybe in a practical way, because again, we want to bring these yisodos, make them real. Maybe in a practical way. Let's bench out loud if we can't do it on Shabbos. We don't have little kids in the house. We should definitely do it with little kids. Right? But say the words out loud. You know, at the end of the parasha, oh, it's getting late. It's always getting late. It says, "Ula'avdo b'chol levavchem." I think this is the yisod by davening. Also, we could have a whole separate shiur on this, obviously. But "Ula'avdo b'chol levavchem." Soloveitchik says beautifully. You know, we have a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Is tefillah nowadays doraisa? The Rambam writes that it is. It's doraisa. One tefillah a day. All the zmanim are derabbanan. This is what I spoke. This is what we get. This is what we learned in NC Kolo, the fourth parak. Unbelievable lumdis about tefillah. Amazing. I won't go on for 4 hours about all those different concepts and different things. But the Ramban says the only time, it's a well-known Ramban, that the only time that you have a mitzvah d'oraisa is Eis Sara. Says Rav Soloveitchik, what's the machlokas? What's the dispute? You know what the idea is? The idea is that according to the Rambam, he views is that the need, it's always d'oraisa. You know why? Because we always have an Eis Sara. What does that mean, Eis Sara? That we always realize that without the Ribbono Shel Olam, without Him, we're nothing. That's why tefillah. So this idea fits right into tefillah also. The idea of v'achalta v'savato berachta, to take brachas and realizing the brachas that Hashem has given us. To say it out loud, all it takes, is 10 seconds to think about what you're doing. Shakol niyad v'varol, that Hashem's doing everything for us. Bench with kavana. It's not easy, but just force yourself and it will become more part. You'll see it. It's unbelievable. But it is also the idea of tefillah, that Hashem is part of our lives. And Hashem wants this relationship. He just wants it more and more and more. And we need to want it more. As the Kusker says, how does a person become a Yirei Shamayim? If he brings the Ribbono Shel Olam in, he lives it, Tiyeh Sham, to be there. And that's the answer for a Kol HaMitzvah. What mitzvah? What mitzvah? Kol HaMitzvah! It should say mitzvos! So they say, B'Shem the Kutzker, no. Because when I'm doing this action, be in it! We always look to other things, we get sidetracked. When you're in the mitzvah, do the mitzvah! When you're in the benching, do the mitzvah! Kol HaMitzvah! The singular, because it's referencing focus. When you're doing that mitzvah, that's the only thing there. Nothing else. Don't worry about anything else. Kol HaMitzvah is when you're doing that mitzvah, put your kavana into it. Put your kaichas into it. And this is the yisod. Again, the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. He just wants to have this relationship with us. And we have to realize how lucky and how fortunate we are to be part of this awesome nation. Let us do this together. You can send me emails, tell me, this we're like a shir, a chabura. I want to hear, the people. I always say in the email, I send out the email, I want to hear. I hear from some people, not from others. But I want to work together. This is a growing experience, definitely for me. And I want to hear, this week, let's take upon ourselves. Definitely on Shabbos, to bench out loud. One bracha a day, to say out loud. One bracha a day. If you want to, again, don't take on too much. But one thing a day. If you want to take on a little more, that's great. But make it real and keep track of it. You'll see a difference in your life. Bezus Hashem, let us take all these brachas, the mea brachas, the benching, the davening, the chesed Hashem, putting the clothes on us, giving us the anoni HaKavod, and realize how lucky and how fortunate we are to be part of this awesome nation. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos, and I'm looking forward to hearing from everyone.